Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Miko Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, and full circle health coach and passionate about healthy and balanced living. Before I continue, I want to apologize for my voice. I have a cold, so please take that into consideration, but be assured you won't catch it over the Blog Talk Radio. That's a good thing. Today's topic is 6 days before Christmas. You might wonder, how does this relate to healthy and balanced living? Well, as we will see when we go through it, it sure does. Are you ready for the festivities? Do you have all the presents ready? Why give presents? Who deserves one and why? One reason for giving presents. How does this affect you emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and even financially? Well, those are so many questions already. Let's see if we can start answering some of them. So, are you ready for the festivities? What does that mean? What are we asking for? Is it mentally, physically, with gifts, with food, with the house cleaned up, with all the things that are involved? Honestly, I'm not yet, but that's because of injury and death in the family we had and all that stuff. So we decided that this year's Christmas is going to be very low-keyed, but very, very high in some very important categories. And I'll stress those as we go along. Do you have all the presents ready? Well, there I'm going. Who do you need to give a present to? And why do you feel you need to? And what kind of present is it? Quite often, people think it's a money exchange or it's a value exchange. If my gift costs $20, I want something back for $20. Well, that is not the spirit of giving. Gifting, giving means to give something from the bottom of your heart. And it does not always have to be something that you bought. I remember my dad never ever liked anything store-bought. But we could do anything homemade for him, and he was in seventh heaven. It was amazing how it affected him and how he really loved and treasured that present, because it was handmade. It took thought. It took love. It took preparation. It took time. It took commitment to finish it. All those things, all those values that he put a lot of emphasis on. So, are we talking really about who deserves a present and why? I don't really think that's a very good question, because that means we feel obligated to give. And I do not like feeling obligated to give. When I give, and that was the same in my family, it always came from the heart and we wanted to. So sometimes it was a little bit more. Sometimes it was a little bit less. Sometimes it was something that took a lot of time to make. Sometimes it was something, just a nice picture in a frame that kind of brought back memories that we had so treasured for a long time. So anyways, I just want to point out these options that we have. And just because we do get a gift from somebody does not mean we always have to have a gift to give back. We can actually graciously accept it and say, do you know what? I really appreciate your gift. I was not quite sure what I wanted to give you, but I came up with a great idea. Would you be willing to go out to lunch or to dinner with me on my time? And then we can talk about, you know, how the holidays went and catch up with each other. And I think that means much more to me that I can give my time and my love to you than buying something you don't need. And I actually like that very much, because how often did we get presents that we said, OMG, for goodness, how many of those toasters do I have? How many of these cups do I have? How many of those trays do I have? How many more sweets do I need to eat? And how hard do I have to work afterwards to get rid of all the calories I took in? So, quite often, just spending time, sharing love, sharing experiences is even more valuable and more appreciated than going out and buy an expensive present. That is just one way to look at it. Of course, people like presents, but how about doing something on your own? For example, making cookies, baking a bread, baking a braided bread or a challah bread, or how people call this. In Swiss, we call it a zupfe because it's braided. And when the little girls walk around with their braided hair, we say they have zupfli. So that really adds up. Anyhow, let's go to the next question. So we already covered that actually giving does affect us in all aspects of life, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, or even financially. What if we can't afford it? But how about, I remember one winter, I was a kid, I didn't have any money. And so we wanted to give somebody presents, and we had no idea what to do. So Mom said, let's go for a walk in the forest. And then we started picking up little branches that fell down, or pine cones, and we decorated those, and we gave those as presents. With the branches, like if they, you know, if they look nice, we put some ribbon around it, stuck a candle holder with a real candle on it, and things that were just very festive, but very inexpensive, but they came from the bottom of our hearts, and we just really, truly enjoyed it, and the people who received it enjoyed it. So, I'm wondering, what was the best present you have ever received? And of course, then we're going to ask, why was it the best present? When was it? Where was it? Who gave it to you? All these questions you can wonder, you can ask yourself. But then you can turn it around and say, what was the best present you ever gave to anybody? Why do you think it was the best present? When did you give it? Where did you give it? To whom did you give it? And so that kind of puts you on the path of thinking what giving actually means. When do you start preparing for the holiday season? Is it last minute? Or do you start already in summer? I mean, I know people who start shopping in summer, little things here and there that they see and know that their loved ones need. And I think that's pretty nice if you can do that. But again, I'd rather start preparing early on, maybe at the beginning of New Year, already after Valentine's Day, to start making some presents and start handing out homemade things again. Of course, bakings, you can't start that early because they wouldn't be good anymore. Or if you're freezing, they don't have the same flavor anymore. Now, next question. When you go through this holiday season, are you going to be hosting a dinner, a luncheon, or something? Is the food nutritious? Are you going to have leftovers? What do you do with them? Do you freeze some of the food that you can? Or do you give some to hungry people? And those are, again, questions that we can ask. You can even make arrangements with homeless shelters or stuff and say, if you have extra food, if you could bring it over so the people there could have a Merry Christmas or a happy holiday season. So, can you make a difference this season, or will you make a difference? A small one, a big one, a medium-sized one. It doesn't matter as long as you do make a difference. Are you smiling at people and wish them a happy holiday season, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever your tradition is? Are you spreading the cheer, the good news? Because what actually is Christmas? To me, it means Christ in us. Not everybody might agree with it, but that's why I said that's my understanding. And you can say whatever is your understanding, because I'm not here to convert, but I'm here to create awareness. So, did you just realize that we covered actually now all stages of a happy and balanced life? How do you feel now, knowing you don't have to go overboard with presents, knowing you can make up for the ones you didn't have by inviting people either to your home for a meal or to take them out for a meal or a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or whatever it is, just something personal so they have you and can spend some quality time with you. What I suggest is that you take some notes over this week, and we will then revisit this topic again next week and see how you answered all the questions and if you feel totally happy and balanced. If you're totally stressed out, you know that you need to start differently for next year, because stress is not good. Stress does not cause happiness. Stress does not bring cheer and joy. For the gift that I have today for you, I would like you to click on that HTTPS link with YouTube. It's a wonderful Hallelujah song. It's not the original one, the one we know from the Messiahs, but it's a really nice one, and I would really love to share that with you, because I love the words. And I love the tune, and I love that it is actually up to date. It's right now what we do and who we are and where we are. So please enjoy that song when you listen to it. And I just wish you all a very, very happy holiday season. My contact information is http://www.mikkelknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My mail address is dythomson@mikkelknight.com. And those are actually hyperlinked, so you could just click on them if you want to send me a message. My phone number is there, 2562-335-562-335-4956. So you can either text me or call me if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments. And for right now, I'm just going to tell you, until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered, and spread the cheer. Make the best out of this holiday season and enjoy each and every one, small or tall. It does not matter. We're all important people in our own ways, and we just need to love one another. And again, a hug or just a handshake or a big smile can make a big difference. So go out there and spread the cheer. Bye.